This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here. Pardon me. In the Impact Power Sports studio, Impact Power Sports, you can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com in Rockford, Michigan. That's where you go for ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, snowmobiles, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts, Michigan's newest dealer of Yamaha golf carts, and an entirely amazing staff who can help you with anything you need. Begin your shopping experience for some of these fun things that have you ripping up the trails and whatnot, or maybe the streets, whatever it may be, at Impact Power Sports. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They have a fantastic service shop as well. I heard from a local broadcaster this person will remain nameless. It might be a lady. It might be a man. We don't know. I mean, I know, but I'm not going to tell you. And this is part of my discussion about how corporate radio in particular, not as much of a problem for the locals like the coins over at Q100, but 1,000,000% the corporate side, the big companies, they've been experiencing all sorts of issues. And it's awful, but at this time of year, it seems like there's always like terrible stories about people getting blown out. I had a conversation about a week and a half ago with a radio guy out of St. Louis, Missouri, who was like, yeah, I just got the rug pulled out from under me. Radio station had tip-top ratings on a rock station. And doing great. And they just blew everybody out. There was like several people on the show, and they kept like one person. It was like an ensemble cast of several people. And they all got taken out except for like one guy. And now his job is to kind of like rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. So dude is left holding the bag. And my good pal Nick, who I talk to on email from time to time, audience member on this show, reached out and said, yeah, hey, I'm going to give this guy, can you reach out to this guy? Because he's interested in doing what you're doing. I'm like, absolutely. I love doing that. I've talked to many people over the years who've had similar scenario. I even mentioned this a little bit, but the guy, the poor dude, is older. And I didn't know, he didn't sound older. He sounds quite young, actually. But like, he's like, hey, buddy, how do I get my Patreon going? Because he got a Patreon started and he had just a few people that signed up. Well, he had about 40 people that signed up for it. And I go, well, that's not bad. I mean, that's a good start. And he's discouraged because the one thing I will tell you is there is no quick fix. You are not going to be able to just flip a switch from radio like most people. If Howard Stern decided to suddenly do just a Patreon, I can guarantee you he'd make a ton of cash. But for the mid-levels or low levels, mid-levels like him, low levels like me, I'm like, well, yeah, it's a grind. It is work, as much as we could call this work, but you kind of have to hoof it. What do you mean? Well, first of all, don't stop podcasting. And I'm giving him like just the kind of like the Reader's Digest version of what went on here, which I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's, I'm still cooking. So fuck it. So I'm like, yeah, you got to do this. I'm giving him a few details. He goes, buddy, I'm 67. I don't know anything about this. I don't have any idea because I'm like talking about live streaming and, you know, various podcast nomenclature. And he's like, I don't have any fucking idea what you're talking about. I'm like, oh. So I'm like speaking a different language to him. So then I felt bad because I don't have an answer. I go, yeah, there is. If you're looking for me to just tell you that this happens overnight, that is not the case. You got to kind of strap yourself in. And if you have to, you got to make ends meet. You got to figure that out. This is happening time and again. So it happened again yesterday. On a local level. I'm not going to say the broadcast company. I've got several friends over at Town Square Media. They are reading the writing on the wall. It may have been someone over there. I've got several friends, obviously, at my beloved iHeart, where I've been for the past several years. But, you know, to me, that's kind of like more like a hobby, but whatever, I'm doing it. And then I've got several friends over at Cumulus. Someone from one of these companies reached out to me and informed me that there is concern. I go, well, you can definitely do it. But like I told the other guy, you got to massage this. There is no quick fix, and you better be diversified. There is no one big giant lump of money coming in. But you can do it. This person in particular, I feel, has the necessary stuff. Jeremy says, doing a podcast seems to be equal parts talking into a microphone and also marketing yourself. Well, frankly, people like me have I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I had enough following from the years on the radio to be able to sit here and do this and survive. I've always said the ones that are the best are the ones that start without a radio audience. Example number one is Carl. Fucking asshole. He's rolling in it. I love him. Thank you to Kenny. He's subscribed on Twitch. He subscribed with his Prime account on Amazon. He says almost 3 years. Thank you for that. Molly says new people like me. Yeah, Molly found out about me years later. And I'm so glad you have. Tell all of your lovely, fantastic friends about your old pal, Easy. Yesterday was the first day that I had been meaning to do this, and I sure hope. No, I'm not gonna say that. I am going to do this. I don't want to say I hope I can do it. I want to say that I can do this. No, I want to say that I am going to do this. All right. And that is P90X. I got back after it yesterday. On Monday of this week, I went and signed up for, there's the online, you get it online nowadays. And you pay him like $120. And not only do you get P90X, you get everything. There's like 150 different people that put stuff on there. Different trainers. It's fucking great. If you were to search Beachbody, you'd find it. And that's the way you do it. And so you sign up for that, and then you get after it. Now, P90X is pretty basic. It's push-ups, it's pull-ups, it's ab work, it's a lot of body exercises and things like that. So I had a great deal of success with that about a decade and a half ago, and I got to do something. And I went, Chris says, I searched Beachbody, and it's only pictures of EZ. So yesterday was push-ups and pull-ups. Now, I have a pull-up bar, and I don't have the ability to do any more than like two or three pull-ups. And if I put my feet on a chair, I can do them. But I didn't do that. I've got those that hospital tubing, that really those rubber bands. And they worked really well. That's about where I'm at right now. I'm not even qualified enough to do pull-ups on a chair with my feet on it and just kind of helping myself up. I can't. That's not going to work for me right now. So down the road, and I'm writing all my information down because they have these sheets that you print off and you write down your like how many you did. So it's pretty basic. Like I said, push-ups, pull-ups, and a lot of weight-bearing exercises. Not that much for weights, at least for this, for the workout I did yesterday. There are some other ones with weights, like for your biceps and shit like that. But so then you're writing down all the different numbers that you did. And it's pretty humbling. It's very, very humbling. So I did the best I could. I got through the whole workout. And then after that, you click on another workout. It's called Ab Ripper X. And it's a bitch. So one of the things I learned is, I've known this, is try not to burn out the first day. Because then the overwhelming soreness will keep me from working out like in the subsequent days. So took it easy, got it done, and I'm happy. Jeremy says, I just emailed you my progress pictures if you wanted to see my disgusting body. Okay, well, buddy, are you suggesting that I show them to the audience? Is that what you'd like me to do? I want to make sure. I don't want to just throw it out to the world if you're not comfortable with that. But you are down 50 pounds. You know what I think you should do? I don't want to do that, Jeremy. I think a better idea would be for way down the road. I mean, 50 pounds is great, but let's wait until it's something that really blows our mind. You know? Let's do that. Let's take it easy. We will be able to see the difference, but it's no doubt super fucked up. So, all right, let's work towards the next level. Mediocrity Dave writes, I remember when EZ introduced Freebird and Hotwings to P90X when he was still on the show and Freebird started doing it. Eventually a topless photo of Freebird was featured in a P90X ad on the Freebird and Hotwings website. It was disturbing. Yeah, he is a little soft. I don't know what he did wrong. I think he needed a few more rounds of it. You know? Okay. So that's what's up. And I can feel the soreness. Like when I woke up, I didn't feel that sore because I did it at like 7:30 last night. But now as the morning has progressed, I can feel, but just enough. It isn't like debilitating, but it's a good feeling when your muscles are a little like, oh boy, you worked it. It's letting you know that, hey, that's good. And so I feel good about that. I'm putting the star on my forehead. I think one of the hardest things for me to do is, excuse me, as I stretch, one of the hardest things for me to do is find time for myself. I have, it was crazy because I wanted to do it on Monday. I bought it and I didn't do it. And I wanted to do it Tuesday and then it fell through and I couldn't do it Tuesday. And then Wednesday, it almost fell through yesterday, but I had time, and I got it done. So I need to actually go out of my way and make sure that the time is there. I think it might come to a point where I might have to get up super early, but I really don't want to have to do that. I gotta carve this out because that's sleepy time. You know? Chris says, did you wash it down with a pint of ice cream or a box of cereal? No, I didn't. I didn't do that. But I was thinking about the cereal because there's a box of Pops. You know those yellow, they used to be called sugar corn Pops, just called Pops. Oh, my God. It's like crack. You'll feel good if you wake up early. Yeah, I don't know. Aram makes a great point. I did not like how easy it looked walking across the ice at the last game. Oh, yeah, it's. Well, I was walking gingerly because it's ice. But, yeah, I'm definitely not in shape. I don't feel great about it. So, turn this shit around. Tyler says, good for you on not being one of those assholes that says, I'll start after New Year's. IMKO says, and do your vinyasa, which is what Tony Horton says. Tony Horton is the guy who does the P90X, and he doesn't do P90X anymore. He does his own thing through like his own platform. And he suffered some crazy type of medical issue years ago where I don't know what it was. I forget, but he was in bad, bad shape. And he lost like all of his muscle mass and he had to completely start over that guy, Tony Horton. And I think he has. He's getting up there, but he still is strong as shit. Chris says we had to do Ab Ripper X in college. It was no joke. No, it's 17 minutes of misery is what it is. Featured in P90X, the first workout, the first day is chest and back, which is push-ups, pull-ups. It features one of the, because you got Tony telling you what to do, and then there's several people that are doing different variations of exercises so you can follow along with your favorite. And one of them is this chick named Moraine. And Moraine is like from Germany. And the story goes that after she did P90X and she was on that video, she's the one, if you've ever done it, who says German potato soup. German potato soup. What does that mean? Tony is like bent over and he's rotating his arm to loosen it up. And he goes, yeah, you got to pretend like you're making a soup here. We're making a soup. So-and-so, what's your soup? Minestrone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about this one? Corn chowder. Oh, yeah. Moraine, what's your soup? German potato soup. Aram says, Tony had what's known as Ramsey Hunt syndrome. German potato soup girl, after we started to promote P90X on the radio, it was revealed that she was in porno. And so we then had Tony Horton on the air to talk about it. And that was like the first thing. Oh, man, P90X is great. So tell us about Moraine in porno. And he's like, yeah, she was stirring more than German potato soup. Kenny writes, I've struggled a lot this year, but progress is still progress. 40 plus pounds gone, and also how I used to throw tons of sugar in my morning coffee, and now I don't. That's a huge win for me. Doubt I could even attempt P90X, though. Oh, man. That's not... Yeah, you can. You just do what you can do. There is That's one of the things about P90X is if you go into it like, well, I can't do what they can do, he expects that. And you're just supposed to do what you can do. And he says that many times in the thing. So if a 45-minute video plays and then, you know, each minute of exercise, you can only do 15 seconds of exercise. That's what you do. You do that, and then you stop, and you wait till the next one starts. So I don't, I think you need to, focus on not having that stinking thinking of, I can't do this. I can't do this. Yeah, you can. And let's back up even further. You gotta stop uttering those words. It's just killing you. You cannot live in that world. You know what I mean? Chris says, I started at 300 pounds. Do all you can. Chris says, easy motivating Kenny after saying, I don't have enough time. I don't want to wake up early. Well, I know. I said, I'll make time. I need to make time. And I'm going to. That's what I said. Don't twist that, fucking Fabio fuck. All right. Yesterday, I finally came to the conclusion that there was something wrong with my freezer in the kitchen. So you got the fridge, the French doors, below that is a drawer for like vegetables, and below that is a drawer, that's the freezer. And we noticed that the ice cream was like rock hard. I'm like, God, that's fucking, what's going on with that thing? And then above it, there was that drawer where the vegetables are. They're frozen. And that's never happened before. So we're like, huh, that's weird. So this came to a head yesterday when I was like, all right, we got to do something about this. And this thing, because this thing is running all the time. Like if you open up that drawer, it's constantly like, and it's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to get the temperature to a certain point, and then it's shut down, and then whatever. It's got a little fucking thermostat on it. It's always running. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know this is going to be killing our energy bill. And it's destroying the food. So I'm like, huh, all right. And I look up what to do. And then it says, first thing you need to do is check to make sure that all the seals around the freezer are like still sealing. Like also, you know, like keep it so there's no room temperature air getting in there. I did all that, looked at all that shit. I was like, okay, it's great. And then it says, you got to pull that fucking grate off or go down to that grate underneath at the bottom. And you need to vacuum that shit. You need to make sure that it's not restricting airflow in any way. No dust or debris on it. And conversely, if you were to go beyond that grate, like take it off, that's where all those coils, those important coils are. They have to be clean too. And if there's like a ton of shit on them, that's going to fuck everything up. So get down on my hands and knees. And I look at that plastic grate there that comes off. And it's, you don't even see plastic grate. All I see is dog hair. And cat hair. Oh my God. You wouldn't believe how much cat hair and dog hair is on that damn thing. So I take that thing off. There's so much hair on it, it's like I'm holding a puppy. It was actually like cuddly, this grate. I wanted to like, you know, snuggle with it. I set it down, and then I looked inside at all those coils, and the amount of caked pie crust hair on that damn thing. Wow. So I'm like, Jesus Christ. This is at 9:30 at night. I go, well, I got to do something. I get the fucking vacuum out, and I clean that fucker. I mean, I did a bang-up job. And then I pull it out, not my dick. I pull out the fridge, and on the back, there's all these screws. And I take the back of it off, and there's the compressor. And it's, you can tell it's like, help me, help me. So I've got it unplugged, of course. So then I go back there and just fucking clean the shit. And I'm like, okay, I hope this is it. Otherwise, I got to call Ron's. Ron is the guy who lives in town here, and he fixes everybody's appliances in the entire county. There's one guy that does it. One. And you have to be, like, on his list to be able to have him make a service call. Now, I've lived here for a long time, and I am on the good list. Reason why I'm on the good list is because, A, I pay him day of, and B, I tip him. Always. So Ron knows if I call him, he's going to come out. That I want him to come out, and then I know he will come out. So I'm like, fucking A, I'm going to have to call in the heavy artillery here. And he's going to be pissed off if he sees what I was putting this goddamn freezer through. So I'm like, shit, I hope I don't have to call him. Put it all back together. Push the freezer back in place. And I go to bed. I wake up. I go up to the freezer. And I have to, you have to open it and like listen to hear if that thing's blowing the freezing cold air. It's not. I think I fixed it. So that means I need to call him today. What is it? What do you need? Look, buddy, guess what I did? I think I successfully fixed something for the first time ever. And I was just cleaning it, really. Kenny writes, I just cleaned a fan the other day, and it was disgusting how much dust and hair and junk was in it. Oh, I know. You really want to see something gross, like your ceiling fan? Oh. If you're to get up on a ladder and look down at those blades that are facing the ceiling there, oh, it's so bad. My God. I got a lot of folks that are giving words of encouragement to Kenny. Hopefully you heed them. As I mentioned, Molly is here. Thank you so much for the kind words. She says she is very proud of you, Kenny. Yeah, that's not easy, big guy. She also says, I love listening to you, EZ. I've been coming over here more than my other show, to be honest. Well, that's good. Chris writes, big day for EZ, workout and repair something. Guy stuff. By the way, I just posted Lost Zane recordings from the last, I think I put up like 2.5 months worth of episodes on there. I also just heard from Chris, who tipped me off about something quite funny. And I'm going to try to access it right now on Patreon. It is from February 1st, 2018. The Lost Zane Recordings was recently posted. Chris writes, at the 53-minute mark, the talking killer whale bit. So funny. You guys were really on to something at this point in your show. Thank you. I'm going to listen to that with you because I did something I rarely do. Go back and listen. Actually listen to the bit. By the way, Linda writes, I'm on the episodes where Ben is doing age management. Chris says his ad reads were amazing for that, Linda.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Linda says, and like everyone else I know who's done it, he lost weight but then gained it all back after stopping. All right. I'm going to play this bit for you and we're going to laugh together. The premise was, it was a bunch of people that maybe at like SeaWorld or something like that, that claimed they were teaching killer whales like Shamu how to talk.
To you.
All right, I told you in the last segment that people have been trying to communicate with killer whales.
Yeah.
By the way, those things being called killer whales, I know they're vicious and they're like, they'll attack a seal and flip it in the air and then catch it in his mouth. Yeah. They couldn't look more cute.
Right.
But exactly, this is what they are, a killer whale. And here, a team of scientists are trying to teach a 14-year-old killer whale named Wiki how to speak. Okay.
Hello.
Free Wiki.
Hello. Hello. One, two.
One. Sounds like Doan.
This sounds like your old engineer, Mike.
Two.
One, two, three, four.
What the?
What was that? Like
it. Did it fart? All right. Okay. Wait a second here. This is already getting out of hand. This thing is not imitating, or it's not saying words, it's just making noise.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
It makes
hello?
Fun.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that's Tyler.
One, two. One, two.
Okay, here comes. Oh, that's not one, two. How is this a thing? She goes one, two, and the thing goes. It sticks its tongue out, looks at the lady, and...
One, two. Watch.
I'd have punched that whale right in the nose if it did that to me. One, two, it goes...
One, two. One, two.
Can't wait to save that audio and use it later.
I'm only going to play that about 50 more times.
One, two.
That's a good ripper.
One, two, three.
What?
It just cracked itself at the end. What happened?
One, two, three. One. Two, three. Bye, bye.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever. These people are researchers. This is They've gotten probably some endowment from a school.
I want to be a researcher.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you love SeaWorld? Do you want to go eat a trainer?
Three.
Oh.
Oh, man. Whew.
That was classic. That caught me off guard. I mean, it started out okay, I thought, because...
Hello?
Right, that one. I thought, oh, you know, I can hear it. I can at least hear the tone.
Hello?
But then it's like, who's going to win the Super Bowl? What's your favorite kind of fish?
Do the other one where, and ask it a question, because it kind of sounds like it says, oh, yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about the entire dolphin population? Oh, boy. Are you a racist whale?
Oh, goodness.
What's your opinion of the Trump administration? Boy, you're a dirty, dirty whale.
My whole body hurts.
You're right, Chris. That was very, very funny. Chris writes, LOL. Your laugh, Ben. Oh, his laugh is so spectacular. Rebecca says, I always love you and Ben together on WBBL. So glad you do the Ben and Eric show now. Oh, yeah, we're blessed. Speaking of being blessed, the great food giveaway. We have now 34 people who have dropped a few bucks into our hat to raise money for the great food giveaway. As of yesterday, when we finished up, yesterday we had 1,254 left to go of the $3,634 needed. $3,634 to pay for all of the food for the great food giveaway. And then we got a flurry of donations from the Rebeccas, Megan with her second donation. Thank you so much. We've had several people who have donated twice. And I see you all. I know all of you that have done that. Rebecca has done that. I know Ben has done that. No, I'm sorry. Not Ben Glaze. Josh has done that. Josh B. has done that more than once. Thank you to Ben Glaze. Ben Glaze dropped some money in our bucket yesterday. I appreciate that. Very, very kind. Julie M. with a stout donation. I appreciate you. Wow, that was something. Deb V. $100. Thank you so much. Tim Z. dropped plenty of cash in there, too. We now, after all of that, need just $829 to have paid for all of the food for the great food giveaway for 150 Christmas dinners, which includes ham, Christmas ham, potatoes, gravy, corn, rolls, and pies. Not to mention any leftover going to feminine hygiene products. So there you go. Get after it. The quicker we get this done for the food, then we just focus on the feminine hygiene products and have at it. So thank you. I just got Josh, I believe, Josh B. He is out of beautiful Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you so much, buddy. Okay. $829 left. I expect, because like I said, a lot of people usually like wait closer to the end of when there's it's somewhat pressing. I'm still not concerned. I know that you guys, this is, okay, some of you dropped $5 and $10 in there, some 15, some 20, some big amounts. That's appreciated. Like I said, with 34 of us donating, that is a fraction of the audience. So I am speaking to you who's probably thinking right now, well, somebody else will get it. Somebody else will do it. Yeah, let's just, if we can bypass that and just drop $5 or $10 in there, that's all I'm asking for. That would be exceptional. And then we can hammer that out. I am posting it to the chat right now so that if you would be so inclined, if you are so inclined to do it that way, I have the Venmo link and the PayPal link. And there you go. If you're consuming the podcast via the live chat, if not, you're listening to the audio podcast or whatever, just head over to the link in the show notes and you can take care of it that way. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I see with the, I just got another, my gosh, Josh B has just made his third donation as I'm talking about it. And that means we, okay, 829 minus 30. That would put us at 799, right? Easy math. So that's cool. 799. So 34 people, but all in all, with people who have donated more than once, that's very kind. You really don't have to do that. We're getting closer to like 40 donations from that number of people. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't say thank you enough on the great food giveaway. Okay, Easy needs to go tinkle. So I'm going to do that, and then I'll be back with more. And, yeah, as we are doing this on a snowy, freaking cold-ass day. God, no school. Pooh Bear's here. She's taking care of the puppies right now. Okay, I will be right back. Word on the street is Maureen is getting ready to go take care of some puppies. Freezing cold, snow all over the place. I'm heading out to Flint to save frozen dogs. Air temp 15 degrees, wind chill 10 below. I pray that our outreach dogs are inside. Many will die in Flint because those people are too stupid to bring their dogs inside. It's like, why have a dog? Such a bummer. You should have to pass a test to have a dog. You know? Or if you, you know, it should be more a bigger punishment if you do that. It should be like the same type of punishment if you, like, leave your kids outside in sub-zero temperatures. Snowy and blowy around here on this, the 12th of December. Bummer if you're listening to this 3 years later. You're like, what the hell are you talking about, EZ? But we got hammered. A ton of snow. It's windy as fuck. And it's goddamn frozen. So Maureen's right. It's pretty much a whole state is gripped in this deep freeze. I kind of love it, you know? I mean, we haven't even started winter yet, but I kind of don't mind this. This is what you sign up for. It makes you appreciate the warm months. Ladies and gentlemen, the winning streak continues. For Trump, he has been named the person of the year. It's been wild because the article that I'm pulling this from says 6 months ago, Trump was sitting in a courtroom in Lower Manhattan listening to a jury make him the first former president convicted of a crime. And now here he is, fucking idiot, wins again. Honestly, you can't get too wound up in this. If that's not your guy and he wins, just You can't. You'll drive yourself fucking bonkers. Today, he rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange, just blocks from that courthouse, and Time Magazine says he's the person of the year. Now, the thing is about person of the year, doesn't it have to be like, it doesn't have to be like you did anything good. It could just be someone who is like garners the attention, right? I think that's what Time does when they do the person of the year. The honors for Trump represent the latest chapter in his love-hate relationship with New York. It's also a measure of Trump's remarkable comeback from an ostracized former president who refused to accept his election loss 4 years ago to be president-elect, who won the White House decisively in November. You know, I really want someone on the Republican side of things to say, yeah, we're glad we won. We should have won. But they also need to say kudos to the Democrats for not being bitches like we were when we lost the last one. We need that. Because you didn't hear that anywhere. Nobody made that claim. I mean, it would have been fair to make that claim. That was, frankly, when I gave up on Trump. When all that bullshit happened. Speaking of which, I have a Facebook war that needs to be discussed with you. But before I do that, I'm going to kick everybody out who is enjoying the show on the aforementioned Book of Face and on YouTube. Thank you so much, but I must let you go. If you want the full show, you have to go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Whole show is there. Begins every day at 10 a.m. most days. Fridays at 9 a.m. And you can get it in its entirety without any interruptions like I'm about to give you right now. Patreon is set up, ready to go for you. For more content, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Where today we have a Big Fraud Thursday. More on that in a minute. But it will feature Who Are These Free Beers? And then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you to my friends at Shoreliners Striping. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you so much. Forge 3D reminds you that you can get anything printed just by reaching out to them at Forge 3D. This is very important. You can call Tim, 616-667-7937 for all your ghost gun needs. 616-667-7937. That's a joke. They can make for you sensory toys, fidgets and games, any type of sports merchandise, any professional or college team. Dragons, dinosaurs, any animal you can think of. There's so much to list. The options are endless with Forge 3D. The things I just told you about are their best sellers, requests for Christmas gifts, all of which can be customized with no extra charge. All for this holiday season. Forge3DLLC.com. Call or text 616-667-7937. Website again if you want to see for yourself. Forge, F-O-R-G-E, the number 3, the letter D, LLC.com. Or click on the show notes, the link in the show notes, and that will take you to their page. So also, if you have something that is, I don't know, breaks, and you want to be able to replace it, instead of replacing the whole thing that's broken, you can just have the part replaced. Forge 3D can help with that. I don't know how they do it, but the tech is there and the computer interaction is there and you hit a couple keys. The next thing you know, the fucking thing's being printed out and then you got it in your hot, sweaty hands. For folks who work in the industry of like machining steel or whatnot, and you might need an actual prototype to look at. You can have that printed out by Forge 3D just so you can get a 3D image of what exactly what you're working on is supposed to look like. They also specialize in promotional trinkets and things like that that you can have for your business. Forge3DLLC.com. You can call 616-667-7937. Green Medicine Shop is now a recreational facility in Greenville, Michigan. 21 and up, you can get your recreational cannabis. So if you are in and around Greenville, Michigan, that is where you go. You can find them online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. They just got their rec license in October. They also have cannabis for medicinal use for those 21 and under. 18 to 21, I should say. If you have your med card, which you can get a med card at their website, The Green Medicine Shop, take care of it that way. All right. So yesterday we parked on the topic quite a bit about the Protestant Reformed Church and the sex scandal. By the way, Kenny never answered my question when I said, because he said, I'm sorry, I can't be on the show. And I'm like, you're not doing any show or just mine? And he didn't answer. So I think that means I'm talking about your show, EZ. And Kenny would love to be on my show. But I'm guessing all the years of bashing Wood TV when they were having that anti-gay thing going on. Hey, no more pride stories. I was beating the shit out of them. I'm probably like blocked now. Side note, I did hear from Fox 17. I may be on there next week to talk about great food giveaway. So I counted my chickens way too soon. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was blackballed by Wood. That's okay. I'm blackballed by a lot of people. Anyway, the story was great, exposed a lot of people, as it should have. I don't know if it'll change anything. But I posted on Facebook, on my personal page. I should probably get it so you can see exactly what I wrote. Because I know that this will hit home to people in my personal world. I knew it would. Because I've got a lot of people that I know that that attend that church. To my Protestant Reformed Church friends, the PRC is protecting child molesters. We can now add the PRC to the long list of religious institutions that abuse children and cover it up. And I included the pieces. Now, I didn't hear anything from any of my friends. However, I did hear from a member of the family. This is a member of Diana's family. And I'm not going to show it because Diana might kick my ass because she gave me strict marching orders. And so after that, I mean, that was very clear. Add the PRC to the all the other institutions. And that's what I'm talking about there. What I'm referring to is you got PRC, you got Catholics, you've got synagogues, you've got mosques, you've got Cub Scouts, you've got athletic, you got teachers, all this. I mean, that's what I'm looking at there. So-and-so writes, I take it you're an atheist. Now, I didn't see it, but Pooh Bear came home from work. I was like, oh, man, hey, did you hear about this? We're just having conversation like we do every day when she gets home from work. And I go, yeah, I posted it to my personal page. And she goes, oh, yeah, I know. I go, what's up? So-and-so from her family, her extended family, made that comment. And then I could tell that the wires crossed. The wires touched in her brain when she saw that from this dude. And so she responded accordingly. She didn't beat him up too much. In fact, I can read it. I can actually read what she said. I don't want you to see it. I just want to read it. Not even close to an atheist. How does this story have to do with Eric's belief in God? We love Jesus as much as you do. To accuse otherwise is offensive and hurtful. And then I heard that Diana had that interaction. I go, okay, so permission to speak freely. She goes, what do you mean? I go, well, I want to tell him to go fuck himself. She goes, you will not. You can't do that. So then I'm like, what do I do? So I want to say, go fuck yourself. I can't believe you said that. You're like supporting child molesters. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? I don't even get why he said that. And that's what Rebecca says. Why does holding an organization accountable make you an atheist? Good question. She goes, you will not. I go, all right. Now, I know I'm not fucking doing that. If she told me not to do it, I'm not doing it. I go, can I? And I type something. I go, can I post that? She goes, you may. Thank you. I wrote, no, sir, not an atheist. Team Jesus here. Not a fan of child molesters and cover-ups, though. So I left it there. So-and-so writes, Eric, I didn't even bother reading it because of the headline or title of it. Sounds like it is attacking all faiths. Yeah, it doesn't, though. The headline is, How a Church Protected Child Molesters. And I write to my Protestant Reformed Church friends, the PRC is protecting child molesters. We can now add the PRC to the long list of religious institutions that abuse children and cover it up. There's no wordplay there or anything. So now, I'm floored that you could say it's attacking all faiths. Just read it. So-and-so adds, it is sad that this goes on as much as it does in this crazy world, including people of faith. But I was not going to read something that attacks Christians and make it sound like a lot of our Christian leaders are child molesters when it is just a few, considering the millions of Christian leaders in this world, but still no excuse for it. Yeah, I still don't think this guy gets it. So from that point, I think what I do next is wait. You know, you let that kind of filter, let that die down, and then block them. You give them the block. Block. Yeah, I don't understand. Because Chris writes, this person seems to think there's certain denominations that don't have dirt bags in them. Yeah, I was just making the point. I said, add this group to the list of religious communities that have hurt children and covered it up. Read. You're still You're the one who's using all these fucking words trying to justify your position on the fucking thing. God damn it. People are stupid. Megan says, do you want us to tell him to fuck off? We can. I'm totally kidding. Nobody tell him to fuck off. Yeah, you're going to give yourself an anxiety attack. Chris says, it's crazy that some people cannot critically think and separate the humans who mess up with a God who doesn't. It's just bizarre. Kenny says, where's the bless your heart comment at the end? Kenny says, who blocks people? Chris says, have Kenny bring the block hammer. S8. Kenny, I don't know if you heard yesterday's Patreon. We came up with a new nickname for you. Kenny Gastineau. You might be like, what does that even mean? You have to go watch it. Or listen to it. Well, anyway. Always a treat, by the way. We've gotten several people that have dropped some cash in our bucket since we talked about the great food giveaway. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.